The winter wind howled outside the greenhouse, rattling the glass panes and sending gusts of fluffy snow against the walls. Despite the chill of the incoming snowstorm, spring was always in the air, or at least close enough, inside the sanctuary of Green Haven Nursery. The air was warm, heavy with the scent of damp soil, fresh-cut herbs, and the soft floral notes of orchids in bloom. A humidifier whirred gently in the background, its rhythmic pulse blending with the soft buzz of grow lights overhead. Amelia Montgomery crouched beside a phalaenopsis orchid, carefully loosening a knot of tangled roots that clung too tightly to the potting soil. Orchids were beautiful, but temperamental, always on the verge of either flourishing or failing, depending on how much attention they received, which was the kind of delicate challenge Amelia lived for. She thrived in this space where she could foster life from the smallest seedlings to the tallest trees. She tilted the orchid's pot, carefully shaking loose some soil to give the roots more room to breathe. "There you go," she murmured under her breath. "A little air, a little patience." She brushed a stray brown curl from her forehead and caught herself smiling, even though the weather outside was enough to make anyone miserable. The warmth of the greenhouse felt like a shield against the world, a reminder that even in the bitter cold of a Midwestern winter, life could still thrive. "Talking to your plants again?" a familiar voice called. Ethan Reynolds stood in the entryway. Snow clung to the dark strands of his hair, and the collar of his coat was dusted with white. The land was parched. For months on end, the sun blazed down, and there was not a single raindrop. The once lush green hills had faded to a lifeless brown, and the crops in the fields that fed mouths of all sizes withered under the relentless heat. As the village wells ran dry, a feeling of despair crept over the community. Finally, a group of concerned elders approached their chief. "Great chief," they implored, "we are in dire need of relief from this drought. Our livestock has begun to perish, and our children cry out from thirst. We beg you to guide us toward a solution." The chief considered this, his fingers steepled under his chin before replying, "This drought afflicts more than just our village. We must come together as a people and appeal to the heavens for rain through a sacred ceremony." He designated the following Sunday as the day when the villagers would gather to pray, for this would allow even those working in the distant fields the opportunity to attend. As the days passed, the anticipation grew. By Sunday, practically the whole village had converged under the great tree. They wore their finest traditional dress with bright colors in honor of both their chief and the skies from which they needed deliverance. They brought the best offerings they had. The villagers' rainbow dress contrasted with the pale dust that swirled around their feet. The chief arrived, adorned in intricately beaded lion pelts. "Let us bow our heads and lift our voices to request relief from this merciless drought," his voice boomed out. The villagers knelt reverently as they prayed for rain. When the chief considered the kneeling crowd, he saw young Abeba, a girl not older than 10, holding an open umbrella over her head. She was the only one who came fully prepared to receive the gift of grace. That is faith. Retirement isn't just an end. It's a new beginning. Yet many approach it with uncertainty and anxiety. Consider this. Nearly half of Americans haven't calculated how much they'll need in retirement. This isn't just a statistic. It's a wake-up call. It's a reminder that planning for retirement is crucial, no matter where you stand today. This book is here to empower you. Whether you're just starting or feel late to the game, you can take control of your retirement planning. You can build a future where money worries don't cloud your golden years. This guide is your roadmap, showing you the steps to build a secure financial future. Let me introduce myself. I'm Emma, a certified public accountant with over 30 years of experience. I see people every day who struggle with finances. My passion lies in helping them grow their financial knowledge. With this book, I aim to equip you with the tools you need to make informed decisions and achieve financial security. This book is for those nearing retirement, those starting late, and those over 50 wondering if they can retire comfortably. It addresses the unique challenges you face. It offers strategies to accelerate savings, navigate healthcare costs, and understand when and how to draw on your retirement savings. If you're wondering about Social Security and when to claim it, I've got that covered too. What sets this book apart? It simplifies complex financial concepts. You won't find complicated jargon or complex theories here. Instead, you'll get actionable step-by-step guidance. You'll discover clear, practical advice that can make a real difference. The goal is to make retirement planning accessible, no matter your financial background. My experience with clients who struggle with finances has taught me so much. I've seen firsthand the impact of financial insecurity, but I've also seen the transformative power of financial education. I'm committed to helping you achieve the peace of mind that comes with being financially prepared. So, what can you expect from this book? Here are the key takeaways. How much money you'll need to retire to cover your cost of living. What to do if you don't have enough money. Catch-up strategies to boost your retirement account. Building a healthcare emergency fund. Potential investment options for your portfolio. Understanding the Social Security basics. Preparing for healthcare costs in retirement. All things estate planning. Living your best retirement life. Planning for life when you retire. You'll learn how to assess your current financial situation. You'll discover how much you need to retire comfortably. You will explore strategies to boost your savings, even if you're starting late. You'll get insights into managing healthcare costs and making the most of Social Security. By the end of this journey, you'll have a clear plan for a stress-free retirement. The book is structured logically, starting with the basics and moving on to more advanced topics. Here's a brief overview of the chapters. 1. Building a strong foundation. 2. Accelerating your savings. 3. Smart investment choices. 4. Navigating Social Security. 5. Healthcare and long-term care planning. 6. Estate and legacy planning. 7. Managing debt and fixed income. 8. Emotional and psychological preparation. 9. Future-proofing your retirement. 10. Living a fulfilling retirement. Each chapter will end with specific, actionable steps you can take to improve your financial situation right away. You'll have a clear path to follow, making it easier to take control of your financial future. I want to inspire you with optimism and confidence. It's never too late to start planning for a fulfilling retirement. With the right tools and mindset, you can turn financial anxiety into financial freedom. Let this book be your guide to a future filled with possibilities, where your retirement dreams become a reality. Chapter 1. You are awesome. The more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. Louise Hay. The journey you are embarking on through this audiobook requires curiosity, courage, commitment, and an umbrella. By dedicating reflective time to the practices in the accompanying PDF, you will unlock wisdom within yourself, new sources of confidence and influence, and a foundation for self-empowerment. Approach these moments as a transformational process. To fully engage with this chapter, you'll need your breath. You will need to breathe deeply and even more deeply whenever thoughts and emotions strike a chord. When we are upset, we tend to breathe shallowly to conserve energy. However, shallow breathing reduces the amount of oxygen to the brain, reducing our ability to think clearly. Your breath will help you remember who you truly are. Remember, your breath is a superpower. It will help reduce stress and see things clearly. Use it freely. This chapter will guide you to reflect on your talents, strengths, growth areas, and passions so that you can lead authentically from a place of self-knowledge. Know yourself. The legendary philosopher Socrates said, "Know thyself." This simple but profound advice underpins all growth and fulfillment. As a leader, understanding your natural strengths, weaknesses, motivations, and values allows you to operate from a place of authenticity and power. Lead from who you are, not who others think you should be. Women, through no fault of their own, have created a persona they believed would better their lives. In business and personal life, behaving in a certain way would improve the odds of a woman getting her way. Pleasing the people around them and constantly assessing the environment to gauge reactions have resulted in too many women lacking self-awareness. They need to learn who they are, what they like, and what to do. Of course, not every woman falls into this category, but it won't hurt to investigate what percentage could be true for you. Assess your strengths. During a coaching call, I asked a woman who planned to go back to work after raising children and caring for an elderly parent why anyone would hire her. What would she bring to the table? She didn't know. I have asked the same question of other women looking to be promoted, and they too struggle to answer. In the accompanying PDF, you'll find a journaling exercise to help you identify your talents, skills, accomplishments, values, and passions. I encourage you to set aside time to complete this exercise, as it will establish a foundation for your development as a holistic leader. Once you've identified your strengths, you'll want to reflect on what comes naturally to you, what energizes you, when you feel in flow, what you're proud of, how others describe you, and what makes people want to be in your company. The PDF includes guided questions to help you explore these aspects of yourself. Remember these three important truths. You are exactly where you should be. You are exactly where you need to be. This is a pause in your life to evaluate the destination, so when you arrive, you don't leave your true self behind.